So, Declan, if there were two words to describe the gospel, what would they be? Stay awake. Stay awake. So, if there's any time you don't want to fall asleep during my homily, this is the night. It'd really be fun because I would have everyone look. You know, on my alarm clock, my little phone alarm clock, I have the alarm that goes off like six times. And I'm still sometimes late for the 6:15, ain't I? Like, it's not easy. Just got back from Ghana a couple days, and sometimes I go, I think I'm okay, and then I go, I think I'm just going to fall asleep. To stay awake. Of course, the stay awake that Jesus is speaking about isn't the stay awake that you have when you have 18 cups of cappuccino from Caribou. It's the staying awake of knowing that I am right with God, and I'm right with one another. That if this should be the moment, I am ready. If this should be the night, I'm awake for it, even if it happens as I sleep. It's wonderful to be in Ghana for 8 days or however long we were there, and very grateful. And it was just wonderful to see their faith alive. And perhaps one of the highlights, as I kind of made a reference to at the beginning of Mass, was this procession last week on the Feast of Corpus, the Feast of Christ the King. They've combined the Corpus Christi procession in Ghana because June is their rainy month. So I said, well, maybe we could do that, but probably doing a procession today wouldn't be any good either. But they had this beautiful procession outside for 3 hours in the dust of the street, in the busyness of the street, to help themselves, remind themselves of what they're all about. And even though they were doing it, it's hot. It's like 90 degrees. And like by the time of it, I looked like a cooked lobster. They didn't tell me we were doing this three things, so I didn't have any sunblock or anything like that. And I'm just like, my goodness, and we're wearing vestments, and I'm exhausted, and because I don't want to look like I'm exhausted, because they're not just walking, they're like dancing as they walk. And I would give you more of a demonstration, but I was told that my dance steps are really bad. But they want to stay awake, they want to be attentive, like this is what it's all about. And of course, that stay awake, what causes us to be sleepy in our faith is sin. It can cause me to become drowsy. It can cause me to become less attentive. It's like driving fast. You know, I drive a mile over the speed limit. I drive 2 miles over the speed limit. Before you know it, I'm driving 100 miles over the speed limit. 1 mile at a time. I say one vulgar word, then I can say a second one, and before you know it, I've just got a tongue that says blue is blue. I can take a look at one bad image, and then I can take another look, and before you know it, you can spend hours. You can have one sip of wine. If you're not careful, all of a sudden you go, I just drank a whole case of wine. And so what we want to do is not become lethargic. Because really what we want to be is awake to our love of one another. So what God really wants is for there to exist between us shalom, peace, harmony, concord. Imagine if all of you had spears and all of you had swords. Well, why would you have swords? So you could take down the people with spears. Why would you have spears? So you could take down the people with swords. And so in the first reading, God says, there'll come a day when you'll take those things, you'll turn them into pruning hooks, and you'll harvest with it instead of beating one another. That's what God really wants, for us to be in harmony, for us to actually love one another, and not only love one another, but even love our enemies. Remember on Thanksgiving when you gathered at the dinner table, and maybe you gathered, you had a little prayer, and for like 16 seconds, you looked around, and everything was in harmony, until someone spilled the cranberries into the gravy. What God wants is that 16 seconds for eternity. And it begins now. It begins by being reconciled with God and one another. So at the end of Mass, don't leave right after communion, because we have a present for all of you, a little booklet for everyone. It's a little booklet on reconciliation, because this Wednesday is our Advent Day of Mercy. We'll have the Sacrament of Reconciliation offered from 7 in the morning till 9 at night, or until the last sinner goes home. And once again, they're free all day. And so you'll receive actually three things. One is a little booklet on an examine, so you can take some time to pray. And again, there's one for everyone, so you can have one, and your spouse can have one, and your daughter can have one, and your daughter's friend can have one. And so you can take it, and then over the next couple days, you can use it in your prayer time, or you can come a little early on Wednesday and page through it and pray and say, oh yeah, that gives me an awareness of how I believe God wants to work in my life. Because sometimes when I go to confession, I can say, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I hit my brother three times. I hit my brother three more times. I hit my sister once. And I'm not even attentive to the fact that I'm why I'm doing it. So this can help you to get at why am I doing, to pray about it. There's two other things. One is a little blue sheet like this. It just tells you what's happening, so you can come here on Tuesday. And this is a pretty little card that you can give away to someone. Like maybe there's somebody that you go, that you work with, or you go to school with, and you go, have you been to confession? No, I haven't been for 25 years. And, well, you probably wouldn't say that to someone in school because they aren't even that old. And you go, well, we have this cool thing called a Day of Mercy. We have free confessions all day. Why don't you come? You don't have to go to confession. Just come for a few minutes. Because again, when we can be in the presence of God, and we can become reconciled, maybe we can have the courage to ask God for his forgiveness. Because when we have the courage to ask God for his forgiveness, we can love God and love one another and actually love our enemy and love each other even more. And so I really invite us, ask us, beg us, not to let this opportunity just slip by us. So before the season of Advent gets super busy and there's 18 million Christmas parties and all the other things and Christmas cookies that you have to make, this Wednesday, the 4th of December, what day? The 4th of December, from 7 in the morning to 9 at night, there'll be a number of priests come receive God's mercy. God really wants us, and God died for us so that we might be at peace. Might be at peace with God and peace with one another. And is there anyone here who doesn't want that? If you don't want that, then on Wednesday, don't come here. Because Wednesday is about being reconciled one to another and to God. That's why it's great to come as a family. I know that when I went as a family with my brother and sister and my dad, my mom was Lutheran, but she sometimes drove us anyways. It was good because when my brother went to confession, in the little confessional, I could have told you what his sins were, you know? I probably caused half of them. And so when you go together as a family, as a couple, well, there's something healing about that, something even holy about that. So again, this Wednesday, 7 in the morning till 9 at night. God bless. So don't leave early tonight.